Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Express Ranches have got their 2018 Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranch's 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to ExpressRanches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 2nd, Yukon, Oklahoma. Yesterday afternoon, we got final crop weather updates, a monthly variety of these updates from USDA. We'll be starting those weekly crop weather updates next week as of the 5th of March. In general, about half of the Kansas wheat crop is rated in poor to very poor shape. For Oklahoma and for Texas, we're talking about approximately three-fourths of the wheat crop remains in poor to very poor condition as we head toward March and starting to break dormancy across the region here in the southern Great Plains. In the case of the Oklahoma wheat crop, 4% good, 18% fair, 78% poor to very poor. Texas, good, 4%, 23% fair, and 73% in the poor to very poor category. Kansas crop is 1% excellent, 11% good, 39% fair, and 49% in the poor to very poor shape. Kansas actually went downhill a little bit from the end of January to the end of February. Texas, Oklahoma, really not that much changed at all. Do have pasture ratings for Texas and Oklahoma, and they are about the same. 14% in good shape, pasture rating for Oklahoma, 38% fair and 48% poor to very poor. For Texas, 2% excellent, 18% good, 36% fair, and 44% of Texas pasture range conditions are rated poor to very poor. One thing to keep in mind with these ratings, a lot of the good that the rains that we got in recent days really not being reflected in these particular reports. May start seeing some of that as early as those March 5th reports of next week. A lot of attention being paid to the renewable fuel standard by the Trump administration this week. A meeting yesterday between the president, the vice president, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, and EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt on that subject. The president planned to meet with several lawmakers today to try to bridge the gap between those that support the RFS and those that oppose it, like Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The Noble Research Institute out of Ardmore created a new voluntary environmental services market that benefits ag producers and improves the environment. The program aims to provide incentives to farmers and ranchers to improve soil health through the development of a market-based platform. Announced through a coalition led by the Noble Research Institute, the group includes DRD Associates, led by their executive director, Debbie Reed, who says that the coalition seeks to reward farmers and ranchers for improving soil health.
Yeah, the coalition is made up of a group of NGOs and businesses and others from across the agricultural supply chain focused on how to monetize soil health for farmers and ranchers. So improved practices that can lead to ecosystem service benefits for society.
And Debbie Reed says that farmers, ranchers, and the rest of society, for that matter, will benefit from this effort to increase soil health. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Kyle Gilchrist, representing the Red Alliance Group. We have provided Red Angus bulls and females in volume to cattlemen in Oklahoma for 16 years. Our bulls represent what commercial cow-calf producers demand and are developed to perform. Join us for our upcoming auction on March 10th at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Look us up at redalliance.biz, Facebook, or see our ad in the Stock Exchange publication. We look forward to seeing you March 10th in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.